It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
I've never been one to get excited about travelling. I hate planes and confined spaces and crowds, and if I wanted to have a relaxing holiday, I definitely wouldn't journey to another part of the world. But the very few times that I have travelled, my attention has always been drawn to the creativity and artistic skill embedded in the history of other cultures. And at the time certain works were created, I'm not sure what thought was given to how the art was going to span time, but so much of it has. I'm not sure how that's going to relate to our current generation of digital artists. There are going to be virtual worlds in the future where digital creations can exist, and maybe that'll become our new reality, in which case creating art for the virtual world is a very smart idea. However, all we need is some kind of cataclysmic event, and the whole era of digital art and creative ideas could be lost forever, unlike the physical creations of eras past. Maybe we should get back into making statues out of marble and creating beautiful hieroglyphics to tell stories to the future generations when those solar storms hit. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard about a solar storm, big solar flare on the sun apparently can wipe out electrics and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of makes me wonder how we'd actually cope with, you know, if all the digital stuff was wiped and electricity went down. You know, we might lose a lot of stuff. Who knows? So maybe statues are good. I mean, they seem to have worked in the past. I can't see why they won't work in the future. Anyway, so the furthest I've travelled from, at the time, living in the Adelaide Hills, is to Petra and Jordan. And the skills and creativity that went into those tombs and the monuments and the dwellings that are carved into the sandstone cliffs is mind-boggling. And is apparently 2,300 years old. And I'm not sure many creative people today could imagine their work being viewed in another couple of thousand years from now. I wonder if any digital artworks will have that kind of longevity. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. Who knows where things are going in the future. But maybe it's good to have a 1 foot in the digital world and 1 foot in the physical world as well, because, you know, just for artistic safety. For instance, I created I created about 150 NFTs on a digital platform called Voice. And since then, Voice have basically, they're shutting their doors, so you can't sell anything on the platform anymore, and you have to move all your artwork. Would you stop scratching, please? You have to move your artwork off of a platform if you want to keep that investment that you've made or whatever. So I suppose, you know, anything that you invest, and I kind of went all in on this Voice NFT platform and was doing quite well, and it feels like I've kind of lost a lot unless I invest a whole heap of time and energy into working out how I transfer all my NFTs into a digital wallet that can be used in other places like OpenSea and things like that. So, yeah, I suppose it's a lesson in not putting all your eggs in one basket. And I suppose that relates to artistic longevity. But anyway, that's where my head's at today. I will catch you next time.
And And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.